This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome back to On the Tee Floor, hour number two, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole, Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends, my good friend Fred Forsley. Of course, he is the man behind the plan for his little empire of Shipyard Brewing from Portland, Maine, all the way down here to St. Petersburg, Florida. He's got Shipyard Brewing, which actually is the number one U.S. import for a craft beer in England, and he's there right now. And then, of course, Ice Pick Vodka, our favorite, and On the Tee. John Rager's up in St. Augustine. We put a silver alert out for Bill Butner. He typically is two pros and a hack. I've got Jeff Ward in the house. He, of course, is our he's on the side of our health and fitness, and he's launching his own show next week, and that is Get Your Fit Together. And we're looking forward to that, he and his lovely bride, Lisa. And then, of course, we also just lost Patty Cartgirl. She had an important meeting down at the Dolly. And if you're an artist, that's where you go. And then, of course, Tom Gribben, a little shout-out to Tom Gribben. He showed up earlier. He's got some laryngitis. He's St. Petersburg's most interesting man, as I like to say. And he'll be back in the mix next week. But a week from... A week from today, we will be up there at the Pelican. And, of course, it's the Annika driven by Gainbridge. We're efforting Jeremy Friedman right now, John Rager. And we're
hey, you know, while we're waiting for Jeremy to come on, I want to continue a brief discussion on the PGA Tour PIP, which is called the Player Impact Program. You know, and Jeff, you know, you brought up a couple points about that. And I'm looking at it, especially talking about Fit for Golf. Well, this program is getting you fit financially here, because in 2021, that program, it started, it went to 10 players, $40 million. In 2022, it was $100 million, went to 20 players. And I found out what the criteria was. Internet searches, the number of unique news articles that include a player's name, the duration that a player sponsor's logo appear on a screen during Saturday and Sunday PGA Tour telecast, so very similar to NASCAR. A player's general awareness score amongst a broad U.S. population, that's pretty vague, that looks like the Tiger Woods clause, and social media score that considers a player's reach, conversation, engagement metrics, so we'll call that the Colin Morikawa clause. So in 2022, you know, the results aren't in for 2023, and that money might even be more. Tiger Woods didn't even play, it's $15 million is what he got. He was at the top of the list, followed by Rory McIlroy, $12 million. And you start going down the list, you see all the top players, and then you get down the bottom of the list, and you look, and you see Max Homa at $3 million, Billy Horschel at $3 million, Kevin Kistner at $3 million. You know, they're not household names, but I tell you what, I bet you they have a team of people, just like we do it on the Tee Florida Golf, that engages in social media every day and trying to get likes and listeners and exposure. But, you know, Jeff, that's just unbelievable. So that's certainly fiscally fit. For the PGA Tour players.
Celebrities at that level have all got social media professionals working for them, too.
So, on their teams.
Yeah, so I imagine if you're a professional golfer and you know that you can make, you know, $3 to $10 million this year off of your social media hit, then that would be a really good incentive contract for your social media guy.
Well, speaking of social media and media, he is Jeremy Friedman. He is the media tournament director. The Annika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican 1 week from tonight. We will be up there, John Rager and myself, doing the show, and I'm looking forward to that. And I know you're extremely busy, my man. Appreciate you taking time again this week to talk about, give us updates on what's happening up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you guys a week from right now at Pelican Golf Club. So thank you for having me on again. I was listening to what y'all were chatting about a little bit ago. The couple updates on our tournament. We announced our final field this afternoon, minus the Monday qualifiers. So we've got probably one of the, outside of the majors, one of the strongest fields of the season for next week. We've got 9 of the top 10 and 17 of the top 25 in the Rolex Women's World Golf Rankings that are committed to the event. We've got major champs, our two-time defending champion, Nelly Korda, and Bradenton resident. She is going to be trying to go for a three-peat next week. And then we also have some legends who made some late commitments. The Pink Panther, Paula Creamer, major champion. She committed a couple of days ago. As did former A&A Inspiration champion, major champ Pernilla Lindberg, and a fellow Swede, along with Annika Sorenstam. So she committed a couple of days ago. So that was kind of our big gets for our late commitments. And we also announced our sponsor exemptions today. So that we talked about this a little bit last week. So there's three sponsor exemptions that this tournament's given. So we already gave one to Luis Ridquist, who is a junior at the University of South Carolina. She won the Annika Intercollegiate College event in Minnesota earlier this summer. So today we announced our final two exemptions. The first one went to, her name is Gabby Ruffles, who has an amazing story in herself. She's had a tremendous year. She's the 2023 Epson Tour Player of the Year. She has secured her LPGA Tour card for 2024. If you guys might remember, and fans might remember, or you could look this up. So she had a heartbreaking story last year on trying to earn her LPGA Tour card because she did not, because it was a scheduling snafu, lack of a better term. She did not get her application in time for Q School, even though she was already entered, and so she wasn't able to compete. So she wasn't able to get her LPGA Tour card, so she had Epson Tour status and kind of worked her way up, had an amazing year, and was the Player of the Year this year.
Wow.
I saw that story on the Golf Channel some time ago.
Yep. So she's our second sponsor exemption that we announced today. And our third and final one, if you guys happened to watch Golf Channel the past couple of days, the Eastlake Cup tournament that was in Atlanta at the Atlanta Athletic Club, Wake Forest won the team competition. Wake Forest is the reigning NCAA champion. Rachel Keene, who is a fifth-year senior at Wake Forest, she is our third sponsor exemption. This will be her third LPGA event that she is playing this year. She has an amazing future on the LPGA Tour. She is a four-time All-American at Wake Forest. She could have turned pro and getting her LPGA card this year. She returned to Wake Forest because she had one more year eligibility because of the quote-unquote COVID year, right? That kind of gave a lot of players an extra year of eligibility. So she's taking advantage of that. She's also getting her master's degree. And so she will be our third and final sponsor exemption next week. So we're looking forward to having her next week as well.
Hey, so Jeremy, what is the course set up for it? I know that my experience with LPGA Tour events is that the women are much better shot makers than the men. They move the ball around better than the men. That they seem to be more inventive and more creative. How long is the golf course going to be set up for the ladies?
The length, I'll have to. It's in the 500-ish range. I don't know it off the top of the head, but John, you, as a PGA Pro and PGA member, you can probably describe this better than I can. So this course is a traditional Donald Ross design. It was built in the 1920s, and then Bo Welling, who you guys may have heard, has done a few of Tiger's courses of late. He did the full redesign Pelican Golf Club 5 years ago. So the new version of this course is brand new. It just opened up just prior to the start of the Pelican Women's Championship, which is what this tournament was called before the Annika back in 2020. So we're in our fourth year of the tournament. It's a the players love it. It is a you guys will see it when you're out here next week. It's got some for the I guess you call it the golf junkies. You'll be able to tell it's got some Donald Ross isms to it. I mean, it's an old style course, but you can tell it's got some Donald Ross isms to it. The players love the layout. They love the shot making. They love the dog legs on some of the holes and how it tests basically every club in their bag.
Well, you know, Donald Ross golf courses and even the ones that are redesigned, you know, by architects, you know, they do respect all the design features. And one of the things about a Donald Ross golf course is the greens, you know, aren't as big and they have a lot of false fronts. So when you try to hit a golf shot into it, you really have to be good at your yardage to be able to get the ball on. But also, you don't want to go over the green on a Donald Ross golf course because that's actually harder than it is hitting it short of the green. And that's going to be a real treat for the galleries out there to actually see a golf course like this and see the shot making, especially around the green.
Yep, and it is a it's a unique course. It's right in the middle of this community of Bel Air. Which you guys will see it. It's just south of Clearwater and next to Largo. It's a nice little compacted community course. It was previously for years and years and years was a public course. And Dan Doyle and his father Dan Doyle Sr. purchased the club in 2018, I believe. And then that's when they did the redesign. So. For a lot of folks in the Tampa community, they're probably familiar with Dan Doyle and his dad. They founded Dex Imaging, which is based here in Tampa, and they are very, very active in the community. And Bel Air is where the Doyles grew up. That's where Dan Doyle learned to play golf. That's where he played golf as a kid. And it's a Pelican Golf Club, and this tournament is a. I mean, it is a passion for theirs of them. It is a passion project for theirs, and I think with this new partnership with Annika coming on as tournament host and Gamebridge as a new title sponsor, just elevating it to new heights for this year.
Hey, Jeremy, a practical question here. Here's a practical question for our listeners out there. So you can buy tickets, and where do you suggest everybody park? Where is parking for this tournament? Because I know it's a residential area, and so where would you suggest the listeners out there, if they go buy a ticket, where would they park?
So there is information on our tournament website, theannika.com, where it's parking information. There's a couple of parking areas that are just located off the property. One is Grace Family Church. That's where our main spectator parking is going to be. And people will be able to shuttle in back and forth. That's kind of our main that's our main parking area. We also will have Bel Air Community, Bel Air Rec. We'll have that as a parking availability during the tournament rounds as well. But so if you go to theannika.com, when you go buy tickets, click on the parking tab, and you'll find parking information for there. And we'll have shuttles running all day. Starting Wednesday through Sunday.
Fantastic. Now,
the course opens up to the public starting on Tuesday, is that right, or is it Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
Okay, and that's the Pro-Am?
Correct, that is the Pro-Am. And then tournament play is Thursday through Sunday.
So, Jeremy, in the Tampa Bay area, I know there's a lot of celebrities and athletes. Are there any notables who are going to be playing in the Pro-Am this year?
There is. We actually are going to kick off with a Sunday Pro-Am. So we'll have a Sunday Pro-Am, a Monday Pro-Am, and a Wednesday Pro-Am at this tournament. So
wow!
So we are very Pro-Am heavy, which is great. On Sunday, we will have. I know we'll have Tino Martinez is going to be playing in the Pro-Am on Sunday. Former legendary baseball player. Also, we're going to have, and I'm excited about this, being a wrestling fan when I was a kid. We're going to have WWE superstar Baron Corbin for fans out there who are wrestling fans. He's gone by the nickname of King Corbin. He's also gone by the name of Happy Corbin. Baron lives here in the Tampa Bay area. He's going to play on Sunday, and he is a golf junkie. He played with us in a pro-am earlier this year out in Los Angeles when we had one of our LPGA events the same week as WrestleMania. So he came out and played in our pro-am before WrestleMania and just absolutely loved it, and we've kept in touch since. So he's playing on Sunday. There's actually going to be, during the week, and this is also something that we announced yesterday, it's in addition to basically being the Annika week, it's also going to be called Parody Week. And Parody is a subsidiary of Gamebridge, our title sponsor. Yesterday, I hosted a press conference with Annika Sorenstam, Billie Jean King, and Lynn St. James. One of the cooler press conferences that I think I've ever hosted and moderated. And
some powerful ladies there, my fan.
Oh yeah, 100%. And this was to announce and talk about Parody Week, because what Gamebridge is doing, they're not only the title sponsor of our tournament here in Tampa, they're title sponsor of the Billie Jean King Cup next week in Spain, which is the Women's World Cup of Tennis. And they're also sponsoring, it's called the Motorsports Women with Drive Summit, which is taking place in Phoenix next week as well. So hence, Annika Sorenstam for here, Billie Jean King in tennis for the Billie Jean King Cup, and Lynn St. James, who is Motorsports or Automotive Hall of Famer and the 1992 Indy 500 Rookie of the Year. So I had a press conference with all three of them. We are going to have, starting Wednesday next week, we are going to have athletes, Olympians across the spectrum of sports that are going to be at the tournament Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, ranging from Lisa Leslie to Erica Wheeler to Shasta Everhart to Elizabeth Montavon. I mean, it spans a bunch of different sports, motorsports, swimming, tennis, basketball. They're all going to be here during the week. To sign autographs and also to be a part of the tournament. This is all through Parody is a subsidiary of Gamebridge, and their platform and their mission is to elevate women's sports. So they are they're a big supporter of this tournament. We are gonna, you know, we are welcoming their athletes. I've got a 19-page presentation that I just received today with all the athletes that are going to be here next week. So it's going to be super cool, and they're going to be signing autographs for fans, and they're going to be they're going to be shaking hands. They're going to be watching golf. We're also going to have Tampa Bay Lightning players and Tampa Bay Lightning alumni out Thursday and Friday next week. We'll have Thunderbug mascot. He'll be out next week. So we've got a lot of action going on next week outside of the normal birdies, pars, and bogeys that are going to be happening on the golf course.
Jeremy, I know two old guys that will be set up there from 5 to 7 next Thursday. You can direct a portion of those, a list of those ladies, because we obviously can talk the world of sports with our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. So send them over to us. We'll gladly have conversation with those icons and up-and-coming ladies in sport.
We definitely will do it. We'll be talking more about your show next week. I'm looking forward to having you guys out at the tournament. You guys will be broadcasting live as the first round is starting to conclude, and you'll be out there during the sunset, because we get an extra hour of sleep this weekend, so the sun's going to set a little bit earlier. So it's going to be a great time next week. And the fans are they're thoroughly going to enjoy everything that we have going on next week.
Hey, the clocks might change, but you're not getting an extra hour of sleep, and you know that, given the responsibilities you've got all week. Sounded good, Jeremy. That's the week after.
Oh, is it? I thought it was this weekend where the clock changes.
No. I'm talking about when you're going to get your extra hour sleep. You're not going to get when the clocks change. You're too jammed up, brother.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. My extra hour of sleep is going to happen starting Monday, November 13th.
Yeah, precisely. All right.
Hey, Jeremy, I got a question for you here, real quick.
Yep.
So I'm the vice president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and we enshrined Annika in 2021. And one of the things we do at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, sure, it's about playing records and all the achievements athletically, but you know, we focus on our enshrinees as what impact they make in the world of golf or in their sport in general, beyond just playing. And I can see from, you know, what you're telling us about the tournament, all the special things, she's had probably had a tremendous influence on this tournament, putting her name on it and getting personally involved with this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was something that she's been eyeing for a while. And the stars just happened to align. And one of the things that she's doing with this tournament, to your point, is that she's inspiring the next generation of players, which is kind of what she's been doing a lot of that through the Annika Foundation, which is one of the beneficiaries of the tournament. She's going to be hosting next Saturday out at during the tournament. She's going to be hosting one of her Share My Passion clinics, which she does all over the country, almost on a weekly basis now, and kind of introducing kids and junior golfers to the world of golf. And the cool part is we're also going to have press conferences earlier in the week with several players who are, we call them Annika alums, players who have competed in one of Annika's tournaments, whether it be an Annika AJGA event, the Annika Intercollegiate, those variety of events. We have 55 Annika alums that are that are playing in the event, and that's also one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to be it's going to be a celebration next week, right? Because if it wasn't for players like Annika, who were just basically, which she was a trailblazer in the world of professional golf. A lot of these players, especially players from Sweden, especially who there's a lot of them in the field, they probably wouldn't have picked up a club, right? Because because Annika was her hero and her mentor and her idol, right? I've heard that plenty of times over the past few years. And our tagline and our hashtag for the event next week, which you guys will see when you're there, is Lead with Legacy. You're going to see that all over the course. And that is kind of something that we are striving for next week, and that's something that Annika is super passionate about as we go into next week.
Well, Jeremy, I appreciate that said, taking time out. I know you got a lot to do the rest of the evening. I'll give you a shot tomorrow, Monday, and we'll get things figured out, and we look forward to being up there a week from today. And, of course, that is at the Annika, driven by Gainbridge at Pelican. And he is Jeremy Friedman, the media tournament director. And I got blessed about 2005, 2006 when I first ran into you, my man, and we're still rocking and rolling.
We are, years later.
All right. Yeah. You're probably holding up a lot better than the old man here, but I look forward to seeing you next week when I come up. I'll probably come up on Wednesday and get a little feel for the landscape up there.
Sounds great. Looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
All right. Why don't we take a quick break, a little earlier break than I anticipated. Then we'll come back. We'll talk to Tyson Duane. He is a generational owner of the Mainland. I know that many guys that I hang out with are playing Mainland, and they love that little family track down there. We'll be back on the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida as we wind things down. And I want to thank Jeremy Friedman for everything he is. Well, he's done a ton for me in the past. I think I shared with you guys that I was blessed to have a relationship when he was at the Golf Channel. And you name it, he sent him my way. The only person I never got on was Sir Nick. But otherwise, anybody that was a personality during about a four-year period, we would get on the tee up in Iowa, and it would just stun our audience and stun the pros. But it was all Jeremy Friedman and his doing. And then when John Rieger, if you've heard the story a couple of times since we announced it, John Rieger got our media credentials, and I looked at the bottom of the page, and there's Jeremy Friedman. And lo and behold, I called him, and it was just like we hadn't missed 13 years of communication, and he's going to take very good care of us as he's involved in 11 events across the country. And as you can see, he's very, very accommodating, John Rieger.
I tell you what, he's got a passion for what he does there. You can really tell in his voice and his knowledge of what's going on down there, and really looking forward to a great tournament. This may be one of the most premier LPGA events out there.
Well, the goal is to make it a major, and obviously this family, the Doyle family, they had some juice, because when there was conversations about the match and where they were going to put it, and I thought, there's no way that small track up there is going to get that event. I think we even talked about it over the air, and the next thing you know, they're having a press conference, and they're announcing the match up there at the Pelican Club, and I thought that put them on the national stage in a big way, primetime television, and now this Annika event with her following. The sky's the limit for that little track, because they have the passion for the game of golf, and especially on the women's side.
Going to be a great week next week.
Well, I'm efforting my man down at Mainland, and he's not.
Hey, well, while you're waiting for him, I'll go ahead and do the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yankin's Crank, extreme fishing fashion, what golfers wear when they're fishing. So I think the appropriate Wild Bill Golf Weather Report should be from Los Cabos, Mexico. So it's 87 degrees there. The winds are south-southeast at 6 miles per hour. Cloud cover 71%, so it sounds like a nice summer day. For us in Tampa Bay, but down in Los Cabos, Mexico, it's still summer. So looking forward to a great finish this weekend. Looks like optimal weather conditions. Going to be interesting to hear what everybody has to say about Tiger Woods' design. So there you have it, Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report brought to you by Yanking Crank.
So we might as well, you and I might, and Jeff will give us a some kind of a fitness tip here shortly. You may as well dive into your topic for the John Rager report. We may not catch up with Tyson Duane. I'll try him again to get him on the air. But why don't we dive into that conversation? Because I'm highly intrigued by that. And today it caught my eye, the Colin Morikawa response. And again, now that you bring up the social media and the compensation opportunities for these guys, I would think they don't care what gets out there on social media if eyeballs are going to it.
Well, absolutely. So the John Rager Report is on the T Florida. And not only will you find a weekly report about golf, travel, and lifestyle, you can now listen to the archives on RadioSt.Pete.com and FloridaSportsStreams.com, YouTube, and the Mike Depp Social. So you follow the John Rager Report on social media on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and Threads. So visit www.johnragergolf.com or on the TFloridaGolf.com for the latest news and updates from the world of golf. So what I wanted to talk about this week was the TGL. This is the golf league that is invested in by Tiger Woods and Roy McIlroy, and even the PGA Tour, I believe, has some sort of investment opportunity. And what they've done, I think they're up to six teams now. They've got Atlanta, who Justin Thomas just committed to that team. You got the Serena Williams team from L.A. So you've got six teams from all over the country. It's going to be held on Monday nights. It's going to be held in Palm Beach. And they're going to use real grass for the tees, real grass for the fairways, real grass for putting. But they got the big screen up there, and it's like a jumbotron that's probably about 20 times bigger than our full swing golf simulators at Berg's 19th hole clubhouse there. And they call it modern match play. And it's a little complicated. I've read it about three times, but they're going to have triples. They're going to have three-on-three alternate shots, and then they're going to play six holes of singles head-to-head match play. It's going to be a Monday night, so it's going to be down in Palm Beach. So here's the wrinkle. John Rahm was one of the first ones to commit to the TGL League almost a year ago when they announced it. He just pulled out today. And all kinds of rumors were speculating about John Rahm going to live golf or this, that, and the other. But he lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. And what happens is that 15 of, like, the 24 players that are in this TGL thing all live in Palm Beach area. So all they have to do is hop in a car and drive on over. Or John would have to fly clear across the country to participate in it. And I think John Rahm realizes at this stage in his career that you may not want to get too worn out. You want to make sure that instead of taking cross-country flights and have to do that for 15 weeks in a row, they start in January on Monday night. It's going to be on ESPN, which is going to be interesting. So at Berg's 19th hole clubhouse, beyond the tee, Florida golf studios, we can we can have some ice pick vodkas and join in, and we could probably even add our own shots to the simulators there and try to figure out some convoluted way to have a pick, a pro, or a matchup. But with all that involved, 15 weeks runs you through the Masters tournament. So I'm not sure, if John knows that, he wants to make that commitment, fly cross country. So I think that's the key. I don't think he's going to live golf, because John Rahm came out with a comment not too long ago. He says, $400 million would not change his life. Well, I'll tell you what, John Rahm must be doing pretty good, so hats off to them. Plus, John Rahm is going to get some more pit money this year because he threw out the first pitch in Game 4 of the World Series out there, and he's wearing his Masters jacket. So I think John's doing pretty good. So with that, that's the John Rager Report. Again, if you go to onthetfloridagolf.com or you go to johnragergolf.com, you'll see links to these reports, and again, it's on all the social media. Hey, and plus what we do is all of our on-air personalities, with Jeff there and the missing Bill Butner and Mike and Tom Gribben and Patty Suzette and Carrie McNally and all the folks that join our show on a weekly basis, I always put links to all their social media. Hey, you want to check out some of these guys. And I'm looking forward to talking to Jeff in a few minutes after the John Rager Report, because I got a question. I got a golf fit question for him.
Sure, let's go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so, I'm not active as a PGA teaching pro anymore, I'm still a PGA member and involved on a variety of other things, but I always still try to keep up. I'm always still trying to learn. I'm still trying to figure things out there, because just like Arnold Palmer, he liked to fidget with clubs, and even till he passed away, he was still out there trying to hit the ball a little further, a little better, you know, and work on your game no matter what your age is. And I'm kind of like that. I have a great interest in the game of golf. So I read somewhere, I saw this, where there's a famous golf instructor said that when you swing a golf club on the downswing, if you take your thighs and you thrust them together like a ballerina, okay, it actually increases the rotation that you're actually able to get more club head speed because it increases the rotation of the upper body through the follow-through. Is that true?
Absolutely. If you look at, go to the world of figure skating, and they're doing a spin out on the ice. So what do? They start out with their legs out really wide and their arms out really wide, and they pull their arms and legs in, and what happens to the spin rate? Goes faster and faster. So same thing with the golf swing. I worked with a couple of good teaching pros in my time, and I'm a big, strong guy at 6'3", and I want to get my stance really wide and really shift and hammer. And I was teaching, one of my best teaching pros is like, man, you got to narrow that stance up, get the legs closer together so that you can turn faster about the axis. So, you know, and again, Tiger had 7 surgeries on his left knee or 8 surgeries on his left knee, probably because he extended that knee so hard and snapped it, hyperextended it open. And that's what got him to hit the golf ball so far. So if you're sliding your legs together, that's kind of at the same time straightening the knees and driving upward. And any good teaching pro is going to tell you, especially hitting the driver, you want to be launching yourself upward toward the targeted impact. So I imagine I've never thought of it that way or heard it spoken of that way, where you press your knees together. But
well, it's actually thrusting your thighs, your knees and your thighs together as you come through it. And one of the great, when you teach golf sometimes, golf is half art and half science, and you have to come up with a visualization technique to connect with the student and to come up with something that they would understand. So I saw the most hilarious tip there that once somebody responded to this social media post that this teaching pro put out there and says, just imagine you got a half dollar and you stick it between your buttocks. And so you want to keep that half dollar stuck between your buttocks on the follow through.
Yep. Well, and we all know on the fitness side of it that the glutes are a huge part of firing the hips. Firing the hips starts the downswing, all that. Generates most of the power in the body. You look at professional golfers, they've all got big muscular legs. You talked about John Rahm a couple of minutes ago. You know, the guy's thighs and butt are, just solid muscle. And
monstrous.
Big, yeah. And I mean, he was born with a right club foot and still hits the ball over 300 yards.
John Rahm was?
Born with a club foot.
I did not know that.
So he had 6 or 8 surgeries as a child to bring it up. And if you look at his golf swing, it's definitely changed his golf swing and his rotation. You look at how short his backswing and stuff, a lot of it's due to his right ankle mobility after having the club foot surgeries. But the guy's all legs. His upper body is big but not really muscular. And driving with the glutes, driving with the quads, standing up through the ball at impact, getting that rotation speed, that's all about how far you hit it.
Now, most of our listeners out there, Jeff, are endomorphs, so you may want to describe what the heck is a glute and a quad.
Okay. Your butt and your thigh.
Oh, gotcha. I thought that was something I wasn't supposed to have in my meal, glute.
No, that's glute in, but yeah.
Glute in, okay, I gotcha now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, working.
I'm sitting over here with a thesaurus. I'm sitting across from Jeff Ward, of course, fitness specialist and bodybuilder and a auto enthusiast.
And a single digit handicap golfer.
Yeah.
Getting that part.
Exactly. That's the thing I got to keep reminding myself. It's hard to look across at a guy your size and envision that, but then I've seen you on the simulators.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, that move may describe then like what you were talking about, the. Squeeze the thighs together to increase rotation through the ball, just like ballerinas, figure skaters, things like that. And so when you look at that move, that explains why you see some of these players, especially on the LPGA Tour, it's like they leave their feet. Justin Thomas is probably the most notable out there. They almost leave their feet coming through impact, and people look at that like, well, that's no good. But actually, they're enhancing the amount of rotation, enhancing their club head speed.
It's all about that timing because, if you can launch your body that high, hard, so you're literally on your toes at impact, that means you've put every ounce of power into the ground that you can and got every bit out of it. So if you can time it up and hit the ball at impact at the right time, while you're damn near off your feet, you're going to hit the ball, golf ball a long way. You watch the guys on the long drivers tour, too, and they're doing the same thing. They're right off the ground.
Well, they about come out of their shoes.
Yeah. Kyle
and Mike,
Berkshire.
I just want to bring to your attention, Kyle Berkshire won for the third year in a row the long drive world championship. If you see him walk into Ferg's, he is not allowed to hit a ball on the simulator because he'll knock it through the simulator and that wall.
He put a chain, we put a chain link fence up behind the simulator, and he's hitting balls.
Well, I used to get the long drive contest guys on my show up north. I've got to get that connection again. I'll go through my Rolodex, which has to be this cranium, which is...
There's some great characters in the long drivers tour right now. There's that German guy, and Berkshire's a character, and, you know, so they, I'm sure they'd be great on the radio.
It's almost become the...
Hey, also, speaking about this, I wanted to mention before we forgot is that we're going to have a daily long drive contest at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse.
I wonder when you're going to segue into it, brought to you by our friends at Michelob Ultra, John Rager.
Absolutely, and it's going to be real easy enter. You just show up. Any, you know, there's going to be certain days it's going to be offered, most every day. But you show up, and you go to the bar register, and they'll give you a card, and you get three shots for $5. We have weekly winners, and we have different divisions, men's, women's, juniors, the seniors. And at the end of every month, we're going to have a championship shootout of all the winners throughout the week, and plus we'll have an open division, but anybody can play. So you don't have to hit the ball 350 to do it. But what you got to do is we're requiring that you got to take a picture of that screen if you hit it over 250 and over. And we're going to put it up on our website. But it's a daily long drive. So you come to Ferg's, you know, you get a ice pick vodka, you get a Sea Dog brew, whatever you want to get there. Nick Ulster especially, because they're the ones sponsoring this thing. Yeah, they looked at this and they go, are you guys crazy? I said, yes, we are. Well, let's do it then. So the Mick Ultra Daily Long Drive Contest at Berg's 19 Hole Clubhouse.
What's the winner get out of that besides recognition, a pat on the back?
Well, we got swag and prizes. We got swag and prizes, baby. We have a plethora of this stuff.
No. I just let him know that as a member of our little team here, you are disqualified.
Not eligible.
You're not eligible. Family members, what the disclaimers they do, family members and friends of the hosts are not allowed to participate.
I'll throw in a Groucho Marx glasses and the mustache.
There you go.
You won't notice me.
No, I won't notice that that the building's shaking when you're.
Hey, you know what we could do though? Wait. Since Jeff is a big bobber, we could have a pairing. We could pair Jeff. You could pair with Jeff, and you combine your drive and his drive together. So it's like a pro-am long drive.
He'd be so pissed. He would walk away, and that'd be the last I've ever see of him.
I'd be here with the 25-year-olds who are hitting a 320, and I'd walk out of the building because be embarrassed.
Well, here, you know what? We got to be very clear on the 55 and plus category. Kind of like the Champions Tour. They've got the regular, and then they have a seniors division that starts when you're like 67.
I mean,
what are they?
Well, they call it super seniors, and usually it's like 70 plus, but. Hey, you know what? The more people that play, the more divisions we can have. But, you know, just show up. Yeah, you might be watching a ball game or something, decide, hey, I want to go hit three shots because my team sucks and I've got to get some aggression out of here. So I'll give them $5 and we'll see how far I can hit it.
Well, and the reality is that you're going to have guys, a group of guys downstairs watching the game. It's happening. And they're talking smack. They're throwing some cocktails down. They might have a little liquid drip going, and they're talking smack. And they come up here, and they want to one up each other, and have a financial or a cocktail contest downstairs. I'm going to promote a lot of that as well.
Oh, you know, what we need to do is send Jeff down there with Patty behind him, and tell the whole, you know, just make a big statement. No one can beat me. Come try.
Jeff's going to go up. Around and going to go, you are going to go upstairs. You're going to go upstairs. Patty will greet you up there.
Patty would have to stand in front of me or nobody was here.
Yeah. You are going to go upstairs and Patty will greet you up there. Now get up there, sign up, and good luck.
Yeah, but for our listeners out there, just want to remind them, it's the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse. It's Beyond the Tee Florida Ice Pick Studios. And you're welcome to come up there and give it a whirl. But we have two full swing simulators, and these simulators are the same simulators that are connected with Tiger Woods. That's connected to the TGL Golf League. It's just a miniature version of it. So come on down and have some fun. But that's very unique for Florida's largest sports bar to have golf simulators in it. It seems to be a trend now all over the United States. And it's so much fun, and it's air-conditioned, and it doesn't rain in our simulators.
Hey, I need to give a little shout-out again to our two newest sponsors. And, of course, Sean Knight just left. He was the president of Island Products. Their Liquid Drip. It's a THC-infused. It's delightful taste, right? What did you have?
You had the orange.
Yep. The two now are orange and black cherry. And actually, Big Storm is doing the bottling for them, or canning, if you will, right here up in Clearwater. And then, of course, Roger French, my buddy in the Hippie Shack. We're going to have Reeling in the Years throwback show, 5 to 7 Wednesday. It's going to debut on, actually, 11/29, my birthday. Appropriate. I turn even older, and we're talking trivia. Music, sports, guests. I've already talked to Barry Smith. He's going to represent the Buccaneers from that era. We've got the Bucs cheerleaders we're going to have come down from the alumni cheerleaders from the 70s. Just have an absolute blast with it. Tom Gribben happens to know Sean's father because he owns Janice Live downtown St. Pete here, a wonderful musical venue. And so we'll have musicians. As Ferg likes to say, music and sports bring people together, and that's what this show will be. And people like nostalgia because even though you're a lot younger than John and I, when you're talking nostalgia, you're talking about memories, personal memories, and that's more than just trivia of looking something up. When people, oh, I remember that song. Well, they know where they're at.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yep, nostalgia, John, and you and I, between the two of us, we've got plenty of nostalgia and stories behind us.
Well, you know, nostalgia is pretty important. You know, it's, you could call it more like history. I know our Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement is coming up on Wednesday night up in Jacksonville. The Jacksonville Jaguars are sponsoring our VIP party the night before. We're right at Everbank Stadium, but we're also going to have the enshrinement at the Florida Theater, and the city of Jacksonville is 100% behind it. They're a major sponsor for this event, and we're going to have some great enshrinees. And one of the things that our goal at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame and our mission is, and it's just like our mission would be for the World Golf Hall of Fame, is to get young people to understand the history of the game. And, you know, one of the great historians of the game of golf, and he goes unrecognized for this, is Tiger Woods. He knows everything about golf history. We're talking all the way back to, you know, the origins of golf. And so anytime that you're in a festive atmosphere and you hear a favorite song or you start talking about, you know, folks from yesteryear, there's a lot of history to learn. And you learn history a lot by some of the great stories that some of these folks have.
Well, wonderful stories. In fact, I'll be dependent on you to provide us with some content. What do you got going on this weekend? Oh, by the way, we forgot. I wanted to hear a little replay of the concert from last weekend, or last Thursday, actually.
Well, let me tell you something. This was just a fantastic concert. You know, really, what's amazing to me, you know, the St. Augustine, I made that mistake last week, called it St. Pete, but St. Augustine Amphitheater up here, just a few miles down the road from us, they get some wonderful acts. And last week we retreated to George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and it was wonderful. And this, when Sammy Hagar came on, it was just spectacular. And so when you start looking at these guys, they are still into their music. They connect with the crowd, and they give you full energy. You get 100% of your ticket value and more. And it is really interesting to watch some of the, you know, these people are in their 70s, and they're just still going strong. I mean, they're touring, and people love them, and they sell out these arenas. And I can tell you that for listeners out there, you know, even, you know, small venues and the big acts, don't think that you're going to hear, you know, lip syncing or, you know, washed over, you know, replay of their music. No, they've got new stuff, and they're actually really into it. So from a music review standpoint, we're spoiled up here because we get all, you know, it's just the right size. There's about 4,000 seats in the amphitheater here, and that's a great setting. You look out to the left, there's the lighthouse that you can see, you know, off to the left of the amphitheater. The weather's beautiful up here. You get those nice ocean breezes, but it's just a wonderful place. And plus, they've got the double bourbon Palmers. It only costs you $19 plus tip, but it's worth every penny.
What is it?
It's called the double bourbon Palmer. So it's a it's an Arnold Palmer with a little bit of extra bourbon in it. And I can tell you that it is event pricing. It's a little bit more than the $16.50 Michelob Ultra that you buy at a PGA Tour event. Hey, but, you know, looking at the pricing of our new sponsor with his new beverage, it's about half the price of a Mick Ultra at a PGA Tour event. So, what a deal.
Well, a heck of a deal. In fact, I was the week before, I was at Clearwater Jazz, and they have a new venue called The Sound. It's right on the water, Clearwater. It's spectacular. And George Thorogood, they played last Saturday there, and I talked to some people at Ferg's down here on Sunday, and they gave the same review that you did. They thought George was a little bit better than the headliner. They thought that George and the and I love George Thorogood. I've seen him probably half a dozen times. They thought he had more energy.
Yeah, I mean, it can. Some, you know, especially start getting some of these acts from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, and, I mean, they're still pretty good, it makes the headliners step up their game a little bit.
All right, got a few minutes. What do you got going on the rest of the week?
Not a whole lot for me. Playing a little more golf tomorrow, I hope.
A little more golf. John Rager?
Well, coming up this weekend, again, it's a good day to get out and play golf. The weather's going to be spectacular this weekend. And also, there's going to be a lot of football played. And I know that, golf and football in the fall are kind of two things that don't mix very well because you want to watch the football games or go to the football games. But if you tee it up early enough, you can still DVR game day, and then you can go watch the football games all afternoon and cook out.
Or you get YouTube TV, you take your little iPad like I do, set the game up, and you can still get some golf in. Hey, speaking of a topic that next week we certainly are going to put some effort and energy into is high school golf right now. District states right around the corner. I know Wild Bill's son has been playing in the districts, and it looks like he's got a nice swing. I've seen some of the footage. I'm very envious. And he's got his pops behind him filming, but we'll have to do some research and make sure that we are reaching the high school as well as, the college. We've started focusing a little bit more on with Adam Woodward and Lance Ringler, part of our team. But, we need to put a little energy and get some high school golf results right here in the Sunshine State, my man.
Well, it's a big deal. They've had the districts the week before. This week was regional. So next week is the state championships. And, in fact, they have to run them over 2 weeks because you have like six classes of schools, from 1A all the way up to 6A. The golf is spectacular with these high school kids, and when you get to the state tournament and the kids that are winning, you're going to see your future college players, and you're going to see future PGA Tour players out there. So, for our listeners out there, if you're nearby, one of the places they play the state championships mainly at Mission Inn in Howley in the Hills, Florida, which is near Orlando in the center of the state, probably 40 miles north of Lakeland. Beautiful place. There's a Gary Cook designed golf course there called Las Colinas, and they also have their primary course that was built in 1926, pretty hilly track. And so, yes, high school golf, if you have a chance to, even throughout the year, next year in the fall, even if you want to go watch a local nine-hole high school match, hey, it's very entertaining, and the kids appreciate having some people out there watching.
Hey, we need to get Gary Cook on the show. That's just calling you out in front of our entire audience. John Rager is getting us Gary Cook in the next month, folks. I'm just telling you right now.
We look forward to that.
All right. Well, John, as usual, superb job. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse, I'm Mike Rickard for Silver Alert. Bill Butner, no show. John Rager, of course, Jeff Ward, Jeremy Friedman, Sean Knight, Bob Daly, he did a great job. He's probably resting right now for the Fergs event tomorrow. Joe Boudreau, Matt on the control, as always, doing a great job. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass. And as always, hit them straight.